Hi, welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Raquel Brenner from Costa Rica, and I'm going to be reading my written devotional called Praying Through the Letting Go. But first, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you because we are completing this beautiful and amazing plan, and we are learning about the power of prayer through the experiences of a lot of different moms. Help us to learn something that will change our life forever and touch every heart that is listening to this devotional to understand that through prayer, we conquer. Help us to keep ourselves fixed in prayer and fixed in your word to see all the mountains climb and open before our eyes. We are trusting that you're working in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. I am more than thankful to the Lord, and it is a true blessing to follow His command and principles. Back in 2022, my oldest daughter left our home to live with her dad. It was a heartbreaking time for all of us, filled with sadness and grief. During that painful season, I was going through an incredible course on restoring relationships, which gave me a great comfort and peace in the midst of that deep valley. One of the things that the Lord told me during that time was to pray and completely let her go. As moms, that's one of the hardest things to do. Letting go of a child that you want to nurture and protect. She was only 15. But I understood that trusting in the Lord's promises and surrendering in love could make all the difference. God reminded me of this beautiful promise. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. I clung to that verse and prayed day and night. Oh Lord, did I pray. I chose to trust my Heavenly Father and the promise He had given me. Dear beautiful listeners, prayer truly does move mountains. But we must also trust and wait, two of the most difficult things to do. You see, when we truly let go and give God space to move, miracles begin to happen. He is always in control when we surrender. I saw that when I stopped trying to control all the outcome and gave it all to God, things began to change. When I stopped praying for things to happen my way, and instead I pray for His will to be done, I witnessed answered prayers. Not just any prayers, but the ones that were fulfilled in ways beyond that I could ever imagine. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us, Ephesians 3:20. But before I saw any result, I had to lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. Then one day, my husband decided to talk to her and invite her to come back and live with us. You know, we were moving to a new house, and that gave us all the opportunity to start fresh. And because we pray and we trusted in the Lord, He allowed it for her to come back in His perfect timing. She accepted our rules. She came back home. Now she understands the beauty of living in a family of faith, surrounded by the love of the Lord. After every mountain we face, we as a family decided to turn to prayer because we do know that God listens and He will continue to transform everything for our good. This is just a blessing, my sweet listeners. Trusting in the Lord through prayer really changed everything. It gave us a north. It gave us conviction. And it teaches us to walk by faith. Take heart. Keep praying for your children, because in the appointed time, you will see the faithful results of your prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today we come to you because we want to learn more about prayer and having a lifestyle of prayer. Help us to understand that you love every little detail of our lives, and that you are working with us, and that you love the sound of our voices. Help us to put you first in everything and to surrender to the beautiful will for our lives. We continue to invite your Holy Spirit to be the center of our homes, our hearts, and our everything. Today, we lay down all of our burdens and our worries to your feet. And we pray and we thank you in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a great, great day.